When an older dog suddenly stops listening to your cues, people often say that they are becoming a little bit stubborn, or that they're becoming a little bit dotty in their older years. But maybe your dog is telling you something else when that happens. And in this episode, I'll address that. Welcome to the Senior Dog Tales podcast. This podcast is about everything related to living with and caring for an aging dog. I'm Leida, a veterinarian in the Netherlands with more than 30 years of experience. For the last 21 years in my own practice, I've mainly focused on dogs, particularly dogs in the second half of their lives, dogs with life experience, so to speak. With this podcast, I want to share my knowledge and experience to help you make the golden years of your furry friend as happy and healthy as possible. Each episode will dive into different aspects of aging in dogs, from nutrition and exercise to medical care and dealing with age-related ailments. I hope this podcast will be a source of support and inspiration for you as you and your dog go through this special phase of life together. This is episode 5. Today, I want to talk about a topic that many people with older dogs recognize. The moment when your dog suddenly stops doing what you expect him to do. He suddenly doesn't listen as well as he used to. He wants to walk different routes during walks. Or he just keeps standing when you ask him to sit. And then you might think, is he getting a bit stubborn in his old age? In this episode, I'll dive into those small behavioral changes that are often dismissed as stubbornness, but often have a little bit more behind them. Let me start with a few situations you might recognize if you live with an older dog. Your dog suddenly doesn't want to walk the normal route anymore, but stubbornly stands at a side path that he finds far more interesting. Or you call him and he seems to hear you, but he responds more slowly to cues that you give. Or he seems to have forgotten certain things. Another example, you're out walking and suddenly your dog decides to sniff in one particular spot and has no desire to continue walking, no matter how often or how insistent you call. Or maybe you notice he no longer wants to sleep in his usual spot, but he has suddenly chosen a different place in the house to rest. These are little things that at first you look at with some surprise. Maybe you're also a little bit irritated or maybe even worried. You might think, what's going on? Is he just being difficult? And I want to say right away, if you notice this, you're certainly not alone. This is often part of aging, and there is often a very logical explanation for it. Stubbornness is usually not deliberately being difficult, but a form of communication. So what are some of the reasons why older dogs might start behaving differently? There can be various causes, and it's almost always a combination of factors. First, there are a lot of physical changes in an older dog. Their muscles and joints are becoming stiffer, so sitting down or getting up can take more effort. Recovery after exertion can take more time. Muscle strength often decreases too, and you may notice this especially in postures that were easy before. Like for a young, strong dog, standing still for a longer time is usually no problem at all. But for a senior, it can become quite tiring. So you might notice your dog lies down more quickly when, for example, you meet someone during a walk and you stand talking for them for a while. Another aspect is that the senses deteriorate. Hearing becomes less acute, so your dog might not hear you anymore when you call him softly. Or he does hear you, but he can't determine where the sound is coming from. Vision diminishes, which can make him more startled or more cautious. And sometimes even the sense of smell changes as well. This is perhaps the most important sense for a dog. Then, some dogs have more trouble with cold or hard surfaces, for example. A floor that was once fine can now feel unpleasant on older joints. But there are also mental changes. Older dogs often need more rest and predictability. Just as we humans often become more attached to our routines as we age, dogs also prefer things to follow a set pattern. they become less flexible, both literally and figuratively. A change in the daily routine that a younger dog can handle relatively easily can sometimes be really confusing or even stressful for a senior dog. Not that all younger dogs handle changes easily, mind you. I absolutely don't want to say that. A lot depends on personality. But in general, unexpected things are somewhat more difficult for older dogs to deal with than for a younger dog. And sometimes you can also see signs of what we might call age-related forgetfulness. Responding to a cue can become somewhat slower or less precise. Not because your dog doesn't want to listen, but because processing in the brain takes more time. This might resemble early dementia, but it certainly doesn't have to be. It can simply be that everything just goes a little bit slower. And then there's an emotional aspect. Your dog may become more sensitive to crowds, to children, to new situations. He can become overstimulated more quickly or simply need a bit more space and calm. The energy and enthusiasm of a young puppy that might have been considered fun to play with before can now simply be too much. Although I know there are definitely exceptions to this too. I have definitely known a number of older dogs who found playing with younger puppies fantastic. But generally, those are the exceptions, and most older dogs don't really want to be bothered with a puppy anymore. Or, for example, a dog that used to effortlessly accompany you to a busy restaurant might now have more difficulty coping with that. And that's not stubbornness. That's your dog letting you know in his own way what he's struggling with. What I see quite often is that older dogs, in a subtle way, begin to compensate for physical changes long before we notice it. I've talked about this in a previous episode. They adjust their movements and they may change their weight distribution, and they might seek out different surfaces. That's a natural adjustment to avoid pain or discomfort. A good example of this was a client with an elderly border collie that I had a while back. The dog suddenly, consistently wanted to walk on the grass verge during walks instead of on the footpath. And the owner initially became a little bit impatient with this. But then we discovered that the dog had some osteoarthritis in his wrists and in his toes, and the soft surface was simply less painful for him to walk on. That's not stubbornness. That's clever. What I find so important to emphasize, all of this is completely normal and natural. It's not being naughty or disobedient. It's simply your dog getting older and having different needs, just like we do. So what we call stubbornness is actually very often communication. Your dog is saying, I don't want to do this anymore, or I can't do this anymore. And honestly, that's quite beautiful. We are so used to thinking in terms of obedience, but especially in this phase of life, it's important that we start to look at things a little bit differently. More from the perspective of aligning with your dog's needs rather than sticking with how you want things to be. So I do see people get frustrated when their dog suddenly doesn't listen like they used to, and I understand. It kind of feels like your dog has suddenly forgotten what you've built together, but that's not what's going on. And also, importantly, it doesn't mean that we should abandon our expectations or that we shouldn't ask anything of the dog anymore. Quite the contrary, older dogs, like people, still need mental stimulation and the feeling of being useful. It's about finding the right balance between respecting what no longer works and emphasizing what still can work. Your dog has changed and he's asking you to change along with him. He's asking you to discover together what this new phase of life has to offer to the both of you. And that's why I find it important to pause here and reflect on the fact that not only your dog changes in this phase, you change too. As our dogs age, we often become softer and milder. Where we might have been strict about what was and wasn't allowed, we now feel, oh well, never mind. We loosen the reins a bit. And you know, I find that completely okay and completely normal. I see it happen with people and I recognize it in myself too. I may have a certain walk in mind, but my dog absolutely wants to go in a different direction. And if it's at all possible, I give in to that. Another example that I sometimes see is older dogs with a decreased appetite who suddenly don't like to eat from their bowl anymore. First, of course, you do need to check if there's a physical issue behind this. But that's not always the case. Sometimes, if there's no physical issue, if you give that same dog some food from your hand, then suddenly he will eat, even with gusto. And then I think, well, who cares? Feed your dog by hand. Make it a little ritual. Make it a moment together. I don't see that as spoiling. I see that as having quality time together. And in my view, it's absolutely no sign of weakness to accommodate your dog in this way. It's love and care. I quite often hear people, owners of older dogs, say that they're finding it really difficult to be strict now that their dog is getting older. And I so get that. When we realize that our time together is finite, we want to make that time as pleasant as possible, and we should. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't set boundaries at all anymore. It does mean you might shift those boundaries a little bit, adapting them to your new phase of life together. But setting boundaries is certainly still allowed and sometimes needed. Now, I remember an example of this from many, many years ago. I was still in vet school and I was living in an apartment building. I lived on the 6th floor, and on the 12th floor there lived an elderly lady with a dachshund. I regularly saw them walking together outside. And then at one point one day I met her in the hallway with her little dog for the 4th time that day. And I thought that was a little bit frequent. So I asked her if everything was okay and if everything was fine with her dog. Yes, she said he was fine. But she said, well, caring for him sometimes is a little bit much. So I asked what was going on. And she said, well, yeah, he's fine, but he wants to go outside a lot. And so what was happening, that every time the dog felt like going outside, he went to the front door and stood looking at his person expectantly. And she would give in to that every single time. Until at one point, she was walking her dog for like 18 times a day. That's a 1 in 8. And those were not bathroom emergencies. He just felt like having a little sniff every now and then. Now, that's the kind of situation where I think a little bit more boundary would have been in everybody's best interest. But still, in general, I find indulgence in this phase only beautiful. And I so often see that the relationship between human and dog becomes deeper and richer. There's a kind of mutual understanding that develops, a subtle communication that you can't always put into words, but it's very clear to the both of you. You know each other through and through. And that feels so familiar and so comfortable. Now, what are some practical things you might do? First, and perhaps most importantly, observe without judgment. Don't immediately draw conclusions, but look at exactly what is changing. When does it happen? Is there a pattern? Here I'm going to be on my little soapbox again. I mentioned this already in an earlier episode about keeping a diary for all kinds of physical changes. It can be tremendously helpful to note behavioral changes as well. Not to become obsessive about it, but to recognize patterns. For example, you might notice that your dog seems a bit more off in the evening, while in the morning he's still fine. Now, that can be an indication that fatigue plays a role. Or your dog maybe only refuses to follow certain specific cues, while other cues are just fine. That could then indicate physical discomfort with specific movement. Then adjust your expectations. What your dog could easily do before might now be more difficult, and that's okay. That doesn't mean you can't have any expectations anymore, but it means you adjust them. Maybe you can't go on an hour-long walk anymore, but half an hour with extra stops for sniffing is fine. Or you do walk for an hour, but you cover a much shorter distance in that time, while taking plenty of time to stop and sniff. Maybe you have to accept that, for instance, a sit doesn't happen as quickly or smoothly as before. And maybe you need to forget about having your dog sit at all. Make things easier for your dog. Keep your cues simple. Give him more time to think and respond. You may also use physical aids, such as a step up to the couch or to the bed, if those places are still favorites. If, for instance, you notice that your dog's hearing is becoming less acute, you might change to using hand gestures as cues instead of verbal cues. Very often we start puppy training with a lot of hand cues. Now could be a very good time to reintroduce those. If the vision is also not all that good anymore, then sometimes you need to make your hand gestures quite obvious and large. But still, that usually works very well, because dogs do respond very well to body language. Next, and I find this a really important one, let your dog have choice. A different walking route, a different place to lie down. He often knows very well what feels good to him. And dogs that are getting older sometimes develop new preferences. Maybe your dog now wants to lie in the hallway instead of in the middle of the living room. Or maybe, like that border collie that I mentioned, he chooses to walk on the grass during walks instead of on the hard path. There's often so much wisdom in those choices. The reverse can also occur, by the way. A dog that prefers to walk on a firm surface instead of on a soft, irregular ground. What I also want to mention here is, please don't forget to continue activities that your dog has always enjoyed, if necessary, in an adapted form. I sometimes see that people fully retire their older dog from a sport that they've enjoyed together before. Then the activities that you've always done together with a lot of fun and pleasure are suddenly no longer done. And that can be such a shame. I sometimes think that the dog might not understand this at all. Why aren't we going to agility class anymore, for instance? I have really seen cases where dogs seem to become depressed because of having been retired. So, as an example, a dog that was really keen on agility might be able to switch to Hoopers, which is a variation, a different game, where the focus is much more on cooperation than on speed and jumping. A hunting dog that has always really enjoyed retrieving can still have a lot of fun, get a lot of pleasure from an adaptive form. Say the sight is no longer as good, then a long marked retrieve might become difficult. But if the nose still works fine, then you might have the dog search for a hidden dummy and use his nose instead of doing that difficult marked retrieve. Or think of a dog that always did tracking or man trailing. With an adapted course or shorter distances, that activity can often continue well into the golden years. Scent detection also can often be done well into really old age. It's about continuing to enjoy activities together, but in a way that fits with what your dog now is able to do. Now, I will mention it one more time. I've already devoted an entire podcast episode to it, but definitely check for pain. Sometimes something seems stubborn, but it can be a reaction to discomfort or pain. And if you're in doubt, then absolutely have it looked at by a veterinarian or a movement therapist, such as a physical therapist or a chiropractor or an osteopath. As I discussed in the episode about pain recognition, there are many, many subtle signals that can indicate pain. And if you haven't listened to it, then you may want to go back after this episode and listen to it. I think it was episode 2. Finally, perhaps most importantly, have patience and be kind to your dog, but also to yourself. Aging isn't always easy, not for your dog, but also not for you as his caregiver. There can be moments of frustration and also of sadness when you notice that things are changing. And believe me, I understand. But there is also so much richness in this phase. The deeper bond, the gentler way of being together, and the gratitude for every moment that you spend together. Those moments are so precious. Behavioral changes in senior dogs are normal. It's not disobedience, and it's usually not stubbornness either. It's a new way of communicating, and it's up to us to look at that with openness. So, if your dog seems more stubborn lately, look at it with an open mind. Maybe he's not saying, "I don't want to," but maybe he's saying, "I need something different." If you would like to know more about what I do, then please check out my website at caringforyourcanine.com. And while you're there, download my checklist with 5 tips about living with your aging dog. Thank you for spending some time with me today. And if you recognize any of the things I talked about in your own dog, I would love to hear about it. Send me a message or share your experience on my social media. And of course, if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a single episode. Until next time. Oh, this old friend, a heart so true, kindred spirits forever and through. Side by side, we've weathered storms in a warm gaze. My soul transforms.